praising Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly coronavirus, as Xi faces mounting domestic criticism following the death of a doctor who issued an early warning about the outbreak. Trump says the Chinese president is sharp, strong, and powerfully focused. But there's anger everywhere over the doctor's death. Adam Reed reports for Reuters.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about the spread of coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, which has sparked a wave of mourning and rare showing of anger from some in that country against its government. 34-year-old Li Wenliang was an ophthalmologist at a hospital in Wuhan, the Chinese city hit hardest by the illness. He and seven others were reprimanded by Wuhan police last month for spreading what the authorities called illegal and false information about the coronavirus. He was warning on social media at the time of a disease similar to SARS hitting the area, a reference to the Chinese outbreak that killed hundreds in the early 2000s. News of his passing saw tributes laid along Wuhan's still deserted streets.
That was Adam Reed reporting for Reuters. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says more funds are needed to tackle the global outbreak of the virus, which has infected more than 30,000 people.
The world needs $675 million for the next 3 months to invest in preventing this outbreak. So far, we have received pledges for $110 million, but several donors have already come forward, and we're expecting more announcements in the coming days.
This is VOA News. The U.S. economy added a stronger-than-expected number of jobs in January, but revisions to past figures hint at a labor market that wasn't as strong as first reported. Conway Gittins reports.
The labor market kicked off the new year in solid fashion. U.S. hiring picked up in January much faster than expected. 225,000 new jobs were created last month, according to data released Friday by the Labor Department. Unseasonably mild temperatures gave hiring in weather-sensitive sectors like construction a boost. A tightening labor market is starting to consistently matter where it counts: wallets. Average paychecks saw a 3.1% jump over the past 12 months. That pay raise is likely to be enough to ensure the mighty U.S. consumer keeps on spending. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate moved up to 3.6% as more Americans returned to the workforce and started looking for work. Despite January's solid hiring data, there are some cracks showing. Revisions by the Labor Department showed the economy created 500,000 fewer jobs than previously announced for the period of April 2018 to March 2019.
Iraq's top Shiite cleric Friday condemned recent deadly attacks on anti-government demonstrators, chastising security forces for not doing more to prevent violence in protest squares across the country. Eight demonstrators were killed this week in attacks on protest camps by supporters of populist cleric Muqtada Sadr, including in the shrine city of Najaf, home to Iraq's Shiite religious leadership. In his weekly sermon delivered by a representative, Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani condemned the bloodshed as painful and unfortunate and said state security forces are indispensable to keep the country from falling into an abyss of chaos. Earlier this week, Sadr called on his supporters to ensure the reopening of schools, roads, and government offices that had been shut by months of demonstrations. In the case of accused sexual offender Harvey Weinstein, AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel gives us the latest.
To testify or not, that's the question for Harvey Weinstein and his legal team. The answer? It won't be known until the defense finishes presenting its evidence to the jury in New York. They have not tipped their hand one way or the other, but most defense attorneys say they try to keep their clients off the stand, so not required to take the stand. Judges will admonish jurors not to take it the wrong way if they don't. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
Voice of OA. One. It's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in...